There are renewed calls this morning for Australia to introduce better protections for whistleblowers. A three-year study of 700 organisations and more than 17,000 people has found almost half of them reported mistreatment after making their revelations. The report has found that while Australia's private sector leads the world in whistleblower reforms, the public sector is lagging behind. It comes amid recent prosecutions of whistleblowers and police raids on journalists. Professor A.J. Brown from Griffith University led this research, and he joins me now. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Patricia.
How did you research the experiences of more than 17,000 workers, and what were the main findings from your study?
Well, with the support of the Australian Research Council and integrity and regulatory agencies from right across Australia, we were lucky to be able to get access to, as you said, 699 organisations in total for some of our data, and the surveys we did of individual employees and managers across organisations really provided us with the really rich data. And it's one of the crucial things about it is that we didn't just, from all those employees, we didn't just receive responses from people who have seen and reported wrongdoing from whistleblowers themselves. We got responses from thousands of managers and governance professionals who deal with those reports and see what really happens in organisations.
And how did these people make their initial complaints?
Well, the vast bulk of people report internally. And in fact, of all of our whistleblowers, so we have over 5,000 whistleblowers in the data. 97% of them report internally, and over 70% of them only ever report internally. And that's quite crucial for understanding how important whistleblowing is to organisations, but also to society as a whole. But what we found was that although whistleblowers are actually handled well or reasonably well in probably the majority of cases on average across the organisations we studied, which may be better than average, still we had on average about 42% of reporters saying that they were treated badly and up to 81% of reporters saying that they suffered repercussions. So we know that it still can be a very, very hard road and that organisations aren't learning how to respond to whistleblowing as effectively as they should, nearly as fast as they should.
How were some of these individuals treated after they blew the whistle, you know, so to speak? Were they able to continue with their normal working lives? What were the ramifications?
Well, in many cases, people are able to. But what we found with that 81% who suffer repercussions, what we know is that it can be very stressful and can be very difficult, even if the organisation isn't setting out to punish people. And that's where a lot of things go wrong. So it can affect people's careers. People also rise above it and people do get supported. And we found from our research that very clearly that where organisations do have good whistleblowing policies internally, where they do provide support, or where support is provided, where investigations are done well, then there are very good outcomes for organisations and for whistleblowers. And so fortunately, in a lot of those cases that stay internal and never go outside, it's because they're being handled well. But we also know that in a very large proportion of those cases, it's not being handled well and that the results aren't nearly as good as they should be either for organisations or for whistleblowers.
You're releasing your report today in Brisbane, and ASIC will be there to release guidance on how companies can comply with new private sector whistleblowing laws. What's the essence of the new regulations?
Well, this is where, you know, we are moving forward. The new laws for private sector organisations, for corporations, have really strengthened protections enormously, legal protections if employees do suffer adverse consequences for reporting a really much broader range of types of wrongdoing. So out of the Banking Royal Commission, for example, you know, we saw the types of misconduct that really need to be able to be reported and dealt with. And so a very wide range of wrongdoing can now be reported and will attract those protections, and they're much, much stronger. But the other good thing is that those laws really upgrade the requirement for companies to support and protect their own staff and to develop processes for doing that and for publishing those processes. But all of that really highlights that our public sector whistleblowing laws, so the laws intended to protect public servants, who reveal wrongdoing or speak out in the public interest have really very, very much fallen behind. And it really does highlight that there is, it can be difficult to provide that legal protection to back up these laws, but that our public sector laws in particular are really failing when it comes to trying to do that.
Just yesterday, we've seen a whistleblowing former spy known as Witness K indicate that he intends to plead guilty to conspiring to reveal secret information. And that relates to allegations Australian government agents bugged the cabinet room of East Timor during sensitive negotiations between the countries on oil and gas. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think what it proves is, again, that our public sector laws, when it comes to recognising the importance of public interest whistleblowing, public interest disclosures of information, are really not working. Unfortunately, if he's had to plead guilty, it's really because the law isn't going to protect him in situations where, quite arguably, he should have been able to say, well, no, this is in the public interest, and therefore this prosecution shouldn't succeed. But at the moment, it's impossible for people to raise a public interest defence, in effect, in any situation where there's any whiff of anything to do with any kind of national intelligence or national intelligence agency. And that's a real problem. It basically means as long as intelligence information or anything related to an intelligence agency can't ever be subject to a public interest disclosure, which is the situation under current laws, then either nobody can ever speak up about it publicly, no matter how bad it is, or how unlawful it is, or how big the fraud is, nobody can speak up about it publicly, or they're going to be prosecuted. It basically means that they're forced to leak. People are forced to leak. So it really is a crucial issue as part of getting our whistleblowing protection laws right, to recognise that, that it's very, very rare. It's only in extreme circumstances that public servants or intelligence officials would ever think about blowing the whistle externally, and especially to the media. And the 1% of our whistleblowers in our study, only 1% ever went to the media.
Yeah.
And only 16% even go to external regulators. And so that sort of confirms that there is a chilling effect on people being prepared to speak up in circumstances where really we expect they should, and there needs to be more allowance in the law for situations where it may be necessary for people to speak up.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
That's a pleasure, Patricia.
Professor AJ Brown from Griffith University